لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are in our silsila Blessings of Hajj. In the first episode, in the first silsila, we learnt about the blessings of Hajj, the Madani pearls about traveling, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila we will learn about 56 terms, the 56 istilahat about that particular journey. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, the places where one's dua is accepted, we'll learn about that inshallah, and the, some important rulings about ihram. So be with us till the end of silsila and learn so many Madani pearls. Before we start our topic, we'll learn or we hear a very beautiful blessing of Durud-e-Pak. Sayyiduna Sufyan bin Uyayna radiyallahu ta'ala says, I had an Islamic brother whom I saw in a dream after his death. I asked him how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. I asked the reason for his forgiveness. He replied, I would always write Durood Sharif along with the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while writing hadith, hoping to be rewarded. Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven me due to the blessing of this deed. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 56 terms, 56 istilahat. Those intending to perform Hajj should first go through the following terms and names of sacred places, keeping them in mind so that it may become easier for them to understand the rulings, etc. Number one, Ashhurul Hajj. The holy months of Hajj, which include Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Number two, Ihram. Ihram refers to the state in which even certain halal things become haram for the one who recites Talbiyah with the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah or both. Further, the unstitched shawl put on in the state of Ihram are also called Ihram metaphorically. Number three, Talbiyah. The invocation repeatedly recited in the state of Ihram during Hajj and Umrah. Talbiyah, that is,
Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika lak Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika lak Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika lak Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak.
Number four, Idtiba'. The act of wearing upper shawl of ihram in such a way that if passes underneath the armpit of right hand and remains on the left shoulder, keeping the right shoulder uncovered. Number five, Ramal. Ramal implies walking with small steps at a slightly increased pace whilst moving the shoulders and stiffening the chest during the first three rounds of tawaf. Number six, Tawaf. Circumambulation. To circumambulate the Kaaba seven times is called Tawaf. One round is called a Shawt, while its plural is referred to as Ashwat. Number seven, Mataf. The specific area where tawaf is performed. Number 8, tawaful qudum. The very first tawaf performed on arriving in Makkatul Mukarrama is called tawaful qudum. That is sunnatul muakkada for those making the intention of hajj, hajj ifrad or hajj qiran. Number 9, tawaful ziyara. It is also called tawaf ifada. It is an essential pillar of hajj. It can be performed from the subh sadiq of 10th Dhul-Hijjah till the sunset on 12th Dhul-Hijjah. However, it is preferable to perform it on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. Number 10, Tawaful Wada. Tawaful Wada, this tawaf is performed after Hajj before departing from Makkatul Mukarrama. It is wajib for every afaki haji. Tawaful Umrah. This tawaf is first for the person performing Umrah. Number 12, Istilam. Istilam is the act of kissing Hajrul Aswad or touching it with one's hand or with a stick and then kissing the hand or stick, pointing towards it with one's hand and then kissing the hands. Istilam. Number 13, Sa'i. To walk between Safa and Marwa 7 times is called Sa'i. One round implies going from Safa to Marwa, hence the 7th walk will end at Marwa. Number 14, Rami. To stone Jamarat, that is Shaitans. Number 15, Halq. To shave one's head completely within Haram, in order to be out of the restrictions of Ihram. Number 16, Qasr. To trim each hair of a quarter of the head equal to a finger digit in length. A finger has 3 digits, while the thumb has 2. Number 17, Masjidul Haram. The masjid in which the Holy Kaaba is situated. Number 18, Babu Salam. A blessed door of Masjidul Haram situated towards the east. When making first visit to the masjid, it is preferable to enter through this door. Number 19, Kaaba. It is also called Baytullah, that is the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated at the very center of the earth. People throughout the world offer their salah facing it. The Muslims make tawaf of it with great fervor. Names of 4 corners of Kaaba. Rukn-e-Aswad, the southeast corner of the Kaaba where Hajrul Aswad is affixed. Rukn-e-Iraqi, the northeast corner of the Kaaba towards Iraq. Rukn-e-Shami, the northwest corner of the Kaaba towards Syria. Rukn-e-Yamani, the western corner of the Kaaba towards Yemen. Now the 24th term is Babul Kaaba, the blessed door for the Kaaba made of gold. It is elevated from the ground. It is located in eastern wall between Rukn-e-Aswad and Rukn-e-Iraqi. Number 25, Multazam, the wall section between Rukn-e-Aswad and the sacred door of the Kaaba. Number 26, Mustajar, the western wall section situated exactly behind Multazam, between Rukn-e-Yamani and Rukn-e-Shami. 27, Mustajab, the southern wall between Rukn-e-Yamani and Rukn-e-Aswad. At this place, 70,000 angels are present to say Ameen for duas. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has named it Mustajab. That is the place where one's duas are accepted. Number 28, Hatim. The section inside the semicircled small wall on the northern side of the Kaaba. Hatim is a part of the Kaaba and entering it is just like entering the Kaaba. 29, Mizabur Rahma. The drain pipe made of gold affixed on the roof of the northern wall. between Rukn-e Shami and Rukn-e Iraqi, the rain water pours from into Hatim. Number 30, Maqamu Ibrahim. The heavenly stone situated under a small dome in front of the door of the Kaaba. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood onto this sacred stone to construct the Kaaba Sharif. It is a living prophetic miracle of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that his blessed footprints are still imprinted on it. Number 31, Zamzam Well, Bir-e Zamzam. This is the blessed well which sprang out when Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam rubbed his delicate blessed feet on the ground in his infancy. Looking at its water, drinking it and pouring it onto one's body or all acts of reward, and it is a cure for disease. This blessed well is situated in the south of Maqam Ibrahim. Number 32, Babu Safa. It is one of the southern doors of Masjid al-Haram, near which lies the Mount Safa. Mount Safa, Kohe Safa. It is situated on the southern side of the Kaaba. Sa'i starts from here. Number 34, Mount Marwa. It is situated opposite the Mount Safa. One round completes on reaching Marwa from Safa, and the seventh round also completes at Marwa. 35, Milayne Akhdarain. These are two green marks visible in the passage between Safa and Marwa. To make these marks prominent, green tube lights have been installed to the walls and the ceilings. In addition, green marble has been used on the floor, indicating the starting as well as the ending points of these marks. During Sa'i, males are to run between these two green marks. Number 36, Mas'a. The passage between Milayne Akhdarain is called Mas'a. It is a sunnah for males to run along this passage during Sa'i. Number 37, Miqat. It refers to the place which cannot be passed by the Afaqi without Ihram, who is going to Makkah whether for treading or for any other purpose. Even the residents of Makkah going out of Miqat, example Medina Sharif or Taif Sharif, are not permitted to re-enter Makkah without Ihram. There are five Miqat. Dhul Hulaifa. It is approximately 10 kilometers away from Madinatul Munawwara towards Makkah. It is the Miqat for those coming from the direction of Madinah Munawwara. Its present name is Abyare Ali. Number 39, Zat-e-Irq. It is the Miqat for those coming from the direction of Iraq. Yalamlam. It is the Miqat for those coming from the direction of Indo-Pak. Juhfa. It is the Miqat for those coming from the direction of Syria. Karnul Manazil. It is the Miqat for those coming from the direction of Najd, whose present name is Riyadh, which is near Taif. Term number 43 is Miqati. The person who lives within the limits of Miqat is called a Miqati. Number 44, Afaqi. The person who lives outside the limits of Miqat is called an Afaqi. Number 45, Tan'im. It is the place where people whilst staying in Makkah go in order to put on Ihram for Umrah. It lies at about 7 kilometers from Masjid al-Haram towards Medina. Masjid Aisha has been built here. People refer to this place as Small Umrah. Number 46, Ji'rana. It is situated about 26 kilometers from Makkah on the way on Taif. This is another place where people whilst staying in Makkah go in order to put on Ihram for Umrah. People refer to this place a big Umrah. 47, Haram. Haram refers to the area around Makkah, whose limits have spread out up to several miles. This land is called Haram because of its sacredness. Its limits are marked in all directions. It is Haram, unlawful for any person whether Haji or not, to hunt in its jungle and to cut its naturally growing trees and live grass. The people who dwell within the limits of Haram are called Harami or Ahle Haram. 48. Hill. This is the area beyond the limits of Haram, but within the limits of Miqat. Certain acts which are haram within Haram are halal here. The people who live in this area are called Hilli. 49. Mina. A valley about 5 kilometers away from Masjidul Haram where the Hajis stay. Mina lies within Haram. Number 50. Jamarat. The three places in Mina where stones are hurled at Shaitan. The first one is called Jamaratul Ukhra or Jamaratul Aqaba. It is also called the Big Shaitan. The second one is called Jamaratul Wusta, the Medium Shaitan. And the third one is called Jamaratul Ula, the Little Shaitan. 51. Arafat. About 11 kilometers from Mina lies the plain of Arafat, where all Hajis gather on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Arafat is situated outside the Haram. 52. Jabalur Rahmah. The sacred mountain in Arafat near which wukuf, ritual stay is preferable. Number 53. Muzdalifah. The plains about 5 kilometers away from Mina towards Arafat. To spend night here on return from Arafat is Sunnah. And to stay here for at least a moment between Subh-e Sadiq and sunrise is wajib. 54. Muhassir. Adjacent to Muzdalifah is a plain called Muhassir, where divine retribution was inflicted upon Ashabul Fil. If one has to pass through this plain, it is Sunnah to cross it quickly. Number 55. Batne Urana, a jungle near Arafat where wukuf for Hajj is invalid. Number 56, Mad'a, an area in between Masjidul Haram and Jannatul Ma'ala, the graveyard of Makkatul Mukarrama, where it is mustahab to make dua. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, before I will explain you the places where one's dua is accepted, let's recite Talbiyah together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The places where one's dua is accepted. Respected Hajis, although the whole Haram is full of blessings, I'm going to quote some special places from the book Ahsanul Wi'a li Adab al-Dua, where dua is accepted so that you would make dua there with more concentration and fervor. Number one, the places in Makkatul Mukarrama where dua is accepted include. Number one, Mataf. Number two, Multazam. Number three, Mustajar. Four, inside the Holy Kaaba. Number five, below the Mizabur Rahma. Number six, Hatim. Number seven, Hajrul Aswad. Number eight, Rukne Yamani, especially when passing by it during Tawaf. Number 9, behind Maqam Ibrahim. Number 10, near Zamzam well. 11, Safa. Number 12, Marwa. Number 13, in between Safa and Marwa, especially between Milan-e-Akhdarain. Number 14, Arafat, especially the area where the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed. Number 15, Muzdalifa, especially Mash'arul Haram. Number 16, Mina. Number 17, near the three Jamarat. Number 18, whenever one glances at the Holy Kaaba. Now the place is in Madinatul Munawwara where du'as accepted. Masjidul Nabawi, the sacred Mawaja, near the golden grill. Imam Ibn al-Jazuri rahmatullahi ta'ala states that if one's dua is not accepted at this place, then where else will it be accepted? Near the blessed minbar, pulpit, near the sacred pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi, Masjid al-Quba, in Masjid al-Fatah, especially on Wednesday between Zuhr and Asr. All those masajid which have affiliation with the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Masjid Ghamama, Masjid Qiblatain, and etc. All those wells which have affiliation with the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Mount Uhud, shrines of Baqi graveyard, Mashahide Mubaraka, subhanallah. Types of Hajj. There are three types of Hajj. Number one, Qiran. Number two, Tamattu. Number three, Ifrat. Now the definitions. Qiran. It is the most preferred type of Hajj. The performer of this Hajj is called a Qarin. For this Hajj, the intention of both Hajj and Umrah is made together after Ihram has been put on. After performing Umrah, a Qarin cannot get Halq or Qasr done. Rather, he will remain in the state of Ihram as usual. On the 10th, 11th or 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, after having Halq or Qasr done and offering sacrifice, Qurbani, he will remove his Ihram. Tamattu', the performer of this type of Hajj is called Mutamatti'. Those coming from outside Miqat in the months of Hajj can perform this Hajj. For example, the people from Indo-Pak, UK and Europe usually perform tamattu'. The convenience that lies in it is that a mutamatti' after performing Umrah can get Halq or Qasr done and remove his Ihram. Then on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah or before it, Ihram of Hajj is put on. Ifrad. The performer of this type of Hajj is called a Mufrid. This type of Hajj does not include Umrah. Only the Ihram for Hajj is put on. The residents of Makkah and Hilli, that is those living between Haram area and Miqat, example the people of Jeddah, perform Hajj Ifrad. There is the same manner of putting on Ihram for both Hajj and Umrah. However, there is a slight difference in intention and its wording. The details of intention have been described in now. First note the method of putting on Ihram. Method of putting on Ihram. Number one, trim your nails, remove armpits, hair and under navel hair, including the hair of the rear private parts. Number three, use miswak. Number four, make wudu. Number five, perform ghusl thoroughly. Number six, apply perfume to the body and ihram shawls as it is a sunnah, but don't use any perfume that stains clothing like dry umbers. Number seven, removing soiled clothes, Islamic brothers should put on a piece of a new or washed shawl to cover the upper body and use a similar cloth as a tahband, that is a piece of cloth like sarong. Number eight, belt with pocket may also be worn to keep passport or money, etc. Ihram of Islamic sisters. Islamic sisters are to wear their sewn clothes as usual. They may wear socks and gloves as well. They should keep their head covered but should not wear such a veil that touches their face. However, they may use a book or hand-held fan in order to conceal their face from non-mahram men when necessary. Nafl Salah of Ihram. If it is a not makruh time, offer 2 rakat Nafl Salah with the intention of Ihram. Men should also keep their heads covered whilst offering this salah. It is better to recite Surah Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas after Surah Fatiha in the first and the second rakat respectively. Intention for Umrah. Now the Islamic brothers with their heads uncovered and the Islamic sisters with their heads covered should make the following intention whether they are performing normal Umrah of any day other than the Hajj season or Umrah for Hajj Tamattu. The intention is Allahumma inni uridul Umrah fayassir hali wa taqabbalha minni wa a'inni alayha wa barik li fiha nawaitul umrata wa ahramtu biha lillahi ta'ala. Translation. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention of Umrah. Make it easy for me and accept it from me. Help me in performing it and make it blessed for me. I have made intention for Umrah and put on its ihram for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Intention for Hajj. After putting on the ihram of Hajj, a mufrid should make the following intention. Similarly, after putting on ihram, a mutamatti should also make the following intention on 8th of Dhul Hijjah or before it. An intention of Hajj is Allahumma inni uridul hajja fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni wa a'inni alayhi wa barik li fihi nawaitul hajja wa ahramtu bihi lillahi ta'ala. Translation. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention of Hajj. Make it easy for me and accept it from me. Help me in offering it and make it blessed for me. I have made the intention for Hajj and have put on the its ihram for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Intention for Hajj Kiran. A Qarin should make intention for both Hajj and Umrah in the following words. Allahumma inni uridul Umrah wal Hajj fayassirhuma li wa taqabbalhuma minni. Nawaitul umrata wal hajja wa ahramtu bihima mukhlisan lillahi ta'ala. Translation. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention of Hajj and Umrah. Make both of them easy for me and accept them from me. I have made the intention of Hajj and Umrah and have put on the ihram of both solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Labbaik, after making the intention, whether it is the intention of Umrah or that of Hajj, it is essential to utter Labbaik at least once. Uttering it thrice is preferable. Labbaik is as follows. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
The translation of labbaik is I am attendance. I am in attendance. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am in attendance. I am in attendance and you have no partners. I am in attendance, no doubt. All glorification and bounties are for you. And also the sovereignty is yours. You have no partners. It is a sunnah to make dua after uttering talbiyah. A blessed hadith states that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua to Allah azza wa jal for the acquisition of Allah's pleasure, bounties and paradise, and for protection from hell. Without doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doubtlessly, the Prophet of mankind the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not only predestined to enter heaven, but he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is also the master of heaven by the grace of Allah azza wa jal. In fact, these du'as are also aimed at teaching us so that we would also make du'a with the intention of acting upon a sunnah. Anyway, the condition of ihram has now started. Recite labbaik repeatedly to inspire you. Two ahadith are presented in front of you. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, when the reciter of labbaik recites it, he is given a piece of good news. It was asked if he is given the good news of being blessed with paradise. He replied, yes. Sayyiduna Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, when a Muslim recites labbaik, each and every stone, tree and clod up to the edge of the earth towards his right and left, all recite labbaik. Subhanallah. Now the 8 Madani pearls of labbaik. Number 1, memorize labbaik and recite it innumerable times. Recite it while going upstairs or downstairs, when your caravan meets the other one at dawn, dusk and at night, and after salah of 5 times. Number 2, whenever you recite labbaik, recite it at least thrice. Number 3, as soon as a mu'tamir as well as mutamatti perform first istilam of Hajrul Aswad for commencing tawaf of Umrah, they should give up reciting labbaik. Number 4, unlike a mu'tamir and a mutamatti, a mufrid and a qarin should stay in Makkah and keep reciting labbaik. Their recitation of labbaik will end on 10th of Dhul Hijjah, when they hurl the first stone at Jabratul Aqaba, big shaitan, then their labbaik will end. Number 5, Islamic brothers should recite labbaik loudly, but it should not be so loud as to cause difficulty to themselves or others. Number 6, Islamic sisters should recite labbaik in low voice. Both Islamic brothers and sisters should not down the following rulings. Besides Hajj, whenever you recite anything, it is essential to recite it loud enough for you to hear, but not so loud as to disturb others. However, there is no harm if one cannot listen to his recitation due to impaired hearing or due to noise around him, but he should recite at least in such a voice that he can hear himself when there is no such problem. Number 7, intention is a condition for ihram. If labbaik is uttered without intention, ihram will not be valid. Similarly, a mere intention is not sufficient unless labbaik or its alternative is recited. Number 8, for ihram, it is essential to recite labbaik at least once. If in lieu of labbaik, someone uttered la ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, or some other invocation regarding glorification of Allah azza wa jal, making intention of ihram, his ihram will be valid. But sunnah is to recite labbaik. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is our today's silsila. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we learned so many beautiful Madani pearls about the labbaik and the types of Hajj and so many things. May Allah azza wa jal give us chance to go for Hajj and utter labbaik over there with the shawls of ihram. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.